What's up, everybody? 440-665-6243. Shoot me a text. Let me know what you guys want to hear about, who you guys want on, what kind of guests you want on, and we'll make it happen. Also, the GoFundMe to buy some toys for some kids out there is now up. The link will be in the description for the podcast. Or if you have any questions, let me know. I'll send you the link. Any little bit helps. And let's do it. God, throw your hands up. What's up, people? Got that new intro. I might have played it before. I just, under the influence, and I wanted something different, you know? Didn't want to hear, yeah, boy. Didn't want to hear it this time. That's, change is good, right? Change is always good. Unless it's bad change, then it's not good. Anyway. My fantasy football team is officially done with. Unless by some miracle, Russell Wilson and Matt Breida get combined 75 points, I guess. You know, man, it's like the guy's team that I'm playing, I don't even fucking know the guy. You know? And he's just beating my ass. Like, it wasn't even a close game. I don't even know this guy, and he beat my ass. That's worse than playing some douchebag that I know, you know? When I lose to Sternick, it's like, oh, whatever, it's Sternick. I don't really care. But when it's somebody I don't know and he's whooping my ass, get fucked, man. It's like, I set my team up. This is what it's like, dude. You got this group of guys that you've been, you assembled them yourself, you know? You assembled this team. It's like the A team, but you picked them. You handpicked these guys. And you set them up for success, right? You set them up for success, and they shit all over you. Now I'm 3-7 in my year long. I mean, I still have daily, but daily is me playing a bunch of strangers. If I beat a stranger, it's like, whatever. But when you get to, is there any better feeling than beating the shit out of your friends in fantasy football? It feels amazing. It's empowering. You know? And then to lose to people, to lose to your friends sucks, because then they get to talk shit. And you suck ass for the next year until the next season when you put together another team and they just shit the bed. But then, to lose to some flying turd that I don't even know, Jeremy, shout out to you, Jeremy, for picking Christian McCaffrey and Dalvin Cook. How the fuck did that happen? Collusion. It has to be collusion. You mean to tell me this guy had one of the top three picks? And then, at the end of the second round, snag Dalvin Cook? I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. Who did I take in the second round? Fucking Keenan Allen or something? George Kittle? George Kittle has only played a handful of games. Got double digits once. And now this shithead that I don't know named Jeremy beats my ass by 70? Get bent.
Fantasy football?
Yeah, fantasy football.
My lineup didn't go too well?
No. No, and daily...
You said I had good teams.
You did. That's how luck... Apparently listen not. To this. That's how lucky fantasy football is. I always talk shit about it being a little bit of luck, a little bit of skill, mostly luck. I let Jenna pick a team, and the team was like, the team was fucking solid. Fire. And she doesn't know shit about football. And, I mean, that team didn't win me $1 million. Didn't win me $50. But the point is that the team she picked was not bad. She picked good matchups. She picked a solid roster, you know? Christian McCaffrey and Dalvin Cook. A bunch of Acme collusion is what it is. So all of you guys, line up and suck my dick. Done with you. Except for you, Dan. Happy Veterans Day. It's not his fault my team sucks, you know? So I should still give him a shout out. Sternick is not a turd. He's a semi-good human, I guess. And an even worse stand-up comic. Oh, man. My team's over. Garage sale season is over. It's starting to get cold, so people don't want to go out. People don't want to set up a whole garage sale to sit in the cold when one person, a.k.a. me, is going to come look at their shit and then lowball them so I can flip it and sell it for more money on eBay. Oh, man. So that's over. Now it's Goodwill and thrift stores, which I've actually had some decent luck recently. Dude, I got this, it's a Wrangler Western button-up. And it's got, like, you know the song Goodbye Horses? By the Sounds of the Lambs movie? I forget, Q Lazarus or something? Is that who sings it? I mean, such the name of the band that would sing that song, you know? So it's got like these Utah mountains. I think Utah has mountains, right? Maybe Colorado mountains. And then to go with the mountains in the back, it's got a, what I would say, colony of horses running. What is it, a herd? Is it a herd of horses? Let's look up what a bunch of horses together is called. Because I'd know it's not a colony. Oh, man. But anyway, what was I saying about this shirt? Oh, yeah. It's, I don't know what to say about it, but it's pretty fucking funny. And I feel like somebody would pay for it. What is a group of horses? I mean, such a boring topic for a podcast, you know? But I don't know if it's a herd. And a team. Wait, what? What is a group of horses called? A team? A rag? A team of horses, I guess. A band of horses? Herd. Herd is on there. You know? So you could say whatever you want, really. There was something I wanted to talk about with the thrift stores. Like a couple little tips for if you are one of the people that thrift or were interested in the garage sales and now you got switched to thrift stores because the weather's starting to get shitty. See if your thrift store, this would seem obvious, but it's not, I guess. See if your thrift store has any kind of, like, a sale day. Like, one of the ones by us, all the tags are different colored on the shirts. And they'll do one color is 50% off and the other color is 75% off. So, if you look for stuff like that, you can get a bunch of stuff for cheaper. Goodwill Outlet... They charge you by the pound. So get some like rubber gloves and go to a Goodwill outlet and just, I mean, at that, like when you go to the outlet store, since it's by pound, you can be way more like, you can take bigger risks on stuff. Because it's, I forget what it is per pound. It might vary. But it's not a lot. And you can get it. Dude, you can get so much. But the other thing was, at the thrift store that does like the two different colors, they also do one or two a month where they just put everything in the store for half off. Or they'll put all clothing items half off. So like those days, I'm going in and getting anything I could. That's when I got that Bart Starr throwback jersey for like less than a buck. And I sold it for 40, 50 bucks after like with shipping. So there's stuff like that you can do. But whatever. If that's something you want to hear about, somebody's got to let me know. Because I can't just keep talking about fucking thrift stores. If you guys don't want to listen to that. The Browns got back on track. That's nice. Jarvis Landry. Oh, that's another thing about fantasy football. Jarvis Landry was on my bench with like 10 catches, over 120 yards, and a touchdown. Whatever. And David Johnson got me zero. He goose-egged me, which is better than for about half the game. He was at negative point, like negative half a point. Jeez, that was hard to get out. You hear that? It's like my brain's not working. It's like I did something to alter my state. So one of the guys that I follow, Aubrey Marcus, posted on Instagram, let's see if I can pull it up real quick, that basically he's giving up sex, which is insane. Which I guess pretty much I have too, because basically a born-again virgin. Well, world, I'm giving up sex indefinitely. And he said, no, my IG didn't get hacked. I love sex, but I'm not addicted to it. I love sex, I'm not addicted to it, but it's the single biggest thing holding me back from serving my purpose optimally. Causing me to party, spend money, catch a cold, waste time. Tried every relationship type except this one. So here we go. My goal is 6 months. My rule is can't receive sexual pleasure from anyone, including myself. Let's see how I do. Any tips or anyone out there? Longest I've gone is 3 weeks, and I had a wet dream like a teenager after 18 days. Listen to the first comment. Very ironic. I abstinent as well? Oh, so foreign? I focus on what I should focus on more. Less drama, less strife. Oh, man. Miss it sometimes. But what I've gained these 5 months with no sex, no masturbation, is worth a lot more than having sex and lacking peace. You're an inspiration, man. Less drama, less strife? Dude, who says strife? That sounds like something Hoobastank would yell. That sounds like the name of an Evanescence song. No strife? Limp Bizkit singing it? L-I-M-P, no strife right here. Very ironic. I abstinent as well. I focus on more on what I should focus on more. Oh, man. Oh, wow. Listen to this one. Love this, brother. I have instilled this practice into deepening my relationship to myself and wanting to understand me and my connection to sexual several times. Similarly, no sexual pleasure full stop for me was epic. What made it carry more substance was my deliberate immersion into the creation and creating. I have Having a focus here was powerful. A, quote-unquote, deliberate distraction of sorts. I created programs, read, spent more time in silence. No shit, because nobody wants to be around the guy that's not jerking off. I had all this creativity and energy, and I placed it into serving others, creating, quote-unquote, legacy, ideating and more. Longest was about 12 months for me. Holy shit. However, the body knows I had a wet dream or two, but it was without my, quote-unquote, hands, winky face, smiley face. Either way, you're going to have some fun, gain deeper insights to you. Oh, man. The winky face, smiley face really got me. Man. Man. First time you jerked off? Who even started that? I wonder if it was probably like some dude. Some dude in ancient times was taking a piss and shook it a couple times. Like, this feels pretty cool. Let's keep doing it. And just did it because he was addicted to the feeling. I was like, oh, squirted it. You know? I mean, such a gross way to talk about coming. Squirted. Oh, shit. Shaking his pecker. Shake, shake, shake. Oh, wow, this feels pretty good. Shake, 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 shake. This is pretty awesome. Shake, shake, shake. Squirted. Oh, man. Well, listen to this person talk about the abstinence. Watch the movie The Shack. I'll pay you $100 if it doesn't help you on your six-month journey. And I'm a flight attendant, so $100 is really like $1,000. This is going to be a blessing for you, Mr. Aubrey. Oh, Sarah Shepherd's private account. Oh, let's look at the guy that said the winky face, smiley face. Stefanos Sifandos. There's no way, dude, there's no way that's his name. There is no way. The guy that said, however, the body knows I had a wet dream or two, but it wasn't with my hands, winky face, smiley face. There's no way his fucking name is Stefanos Sifandos. No way. It's just no. No. Because that's the name of the guy that would do that. I mean, Stefanos Sifandos? Such the name of a guy that would be an Instagram coach. You know? Stefanos Sifandos, such the name of a Instagram influencer. You know? Oh my god. Let's guess if he has like the craziest. I was gonna say accent, man. Listen to this guy.
And so many of us ask this question of ourselves and do not know where to go. Do we open it?
I mean, the dude is a total package. Great looking guy, super clean. Went a year without sex. The body knows he didn't. The body knows I didn't have a wet dream or two. Right? Stefanos Sifandos. Such the guy you want to be. You know? Such the fucking guy that like just shows up to the party and people are excited. He's the guy your girlfriend wants you to be. Stefanos Sifandos. I mean, just such a cool dude. Literally writes a paragraph for a comment wishing a guy luck about going abstinent. Talking about the pros and the cons. Dude, Stefanos gets a follow for sure. Now, the guy that said, I abstinent as well. Less drama, less strife. That's Black Dynamite EMT. Oh, he's a boxer. Oh, and guess what? You know how I said Sephorin? Wait. Oh, he's black. See, I guess he's not that foreign. But in the pictures, he doesn't look like a black guy. He looks like a Spanish guy. He's probably a great guy, too. You know what? Black Dynamite. No, I'm not going to follow you. I was going to give follows all around. Let's see if he's posted anything since about being abstinent. Because I feel like he would just get pissed off. Anger. Oh. Yeah, no clue. No clue. Maybe he's doing great. Maybe. Doubt it. Fucking doubt it. What were we talking about before? Oh, we were talking about the first guy to jerk off. Remember when you were like in high school and when you were, not high school, I guess, middle school? Remember the first time you kissed somebody? Like, actually, like a kiss. You know, tongues are touching, spit swapping, one of those kisses. What's up, girl? What is this? Is this scrambled eggs? Mm-hmm. Oh, you are the shit.
I am.
You are the shit.
I am.
So I got some scrambled eggs now. So, quick pause, because I can't eat eggs if they're cold. And we're back. Now, if you're wondering why if I'm a grown man, why am I eating scrambled eggs? Well, any other type of egg grosses me out. And your boy over here, thick like a peanut butter milkshake, trying to lose a little bit of LBs, you know? I want to be thick like a chocolate milkshake. The peanut butter, too thick, too creamy. So thick and so creamy. I don't want to be that thick no more. I don't want to be thick no more. I don't want to be thick no more. Hey, he don't want to be thick no more. He don't want to be thick no more. Hey, yeah. We don't want to be thick no more. We don't want to be thick no more. You know? We gotta lose some LBs. So, trying to eat eggs. Can't eat eggs, like, if they're runny. Oh, man. I just... The thought of them. Whew, just grossed me out. Hard-boiled eggs? No thanks. So, I eat scrambled eggs. And I love them. Especially, man... Jenster can cook some scrambled eggs. I can cook scrambled eggs, but you know, it's like mac and cheese, like it, or like a peanut butter and jelly. It tastes better when someone else makes it. Why is that? Why does mac and cheese taste so much better if someone else makes it? It's because like the amount of work isn't worth the mac and cheese. Like you gotta wait for it to boil, then you gotta put the noodles in, then you gotta add like the butter, the milk, the cheese stuff, you gotta mix it up. Which isn't hard, but that's what I'm saying. Like, is mac and cheese that bad that little amount of work just like outweighs it and you're like, whatever. But when someone else makes it and you just taste that cheesy goodness, you're like, ooh. Maybe it's because it's always a little bit different when someone else makes it versus when you make it, you know? I don't know. But scrambled eggs are like that. So, and like I said, like a peanut butter and jelly. Stuff that requires little work tastes better than like if somebody else makes you a steak, it's nice and cool. But like if you make yourself a steak and it's spot on, there's nothing better than that. or burgers, stuff that requires like a lot of time, you want yourself to make it. So how, that's kind of weird, huh? Or maybe you guys aren't like me and maybe I'm the weirdo. Anyway. Yeah, remember the first time you were making out? Man, the first time I made out, it was like, it was in middle school. With, I remember who it was with. But I don't want to say it because, you know, just don't want to put anybody on blast. But it was like an all-night thing, man. It was an all-night thing. Or what else we would do, there was a basketball court like a little bit away from everybody. It was Forestwood. If you know what Forestwood is, shout out to you. Because now it's not even like a thing anymore. But there was like a picnic table under a pavilion. Man, me and my buddy would go meet his girlfriend and her friend or whatever. And it would just be making out. Nothing else. Just really making out. You know? Man, this shit was so simple then. You know? Dude. What the fuck? Remember the first time you like... The first time you actually, like, touched anything out, like, the next step of making out? You just, like, put your hand on their boob and just, like, leave it there? Not do it. Or, like, first time you put a boob in your mouth and it was just... Dude, you didn't stop. You don't even know if they liked it. They probably didn't even like it. But, man, you were the shit. If you... Because when they left and you were talking to your buddy, you'd be like, yeah, dude, I was sucking on her nipple for like a half hour. Oh, my goodness. So dumb. The poor girls. Like, that did nothing for you. Unless it was just like the idea of like doing something taboo, right? Like something naughty. Oh my god, he's licking my nipples. Man. Dry humping for days, man. So stupid. Oh, man. Dude, I remember actually, this is kind of fucked up. In like 7th grade, maybe? This girl was like a senior. Make out with me and one of my other friends. But it wasn't, no, not seventh, like 6th grade. I think I might have been molested by an older chick. That might have happened. I mean, it definitely happened. But, well. I remember, yeah. Not at the same time. I said me and my friend. No, it was like, we shared her. Like, she really had, like, a thing for young guys or something. Like, that's a little bit creepy now that I'm thinking about it. Now that, like, I'm an older person, I'm thinking about it, that's kind of fucked up. I might have been molested. Anyway. You know, maybe something in my past affected the way I am today. Maybe not. Who knows? Whatever. You guys think sex addictions are real? I don't know. I guess there is. Like, if it's affecting the way you live your life, like, just the thought of sucking and fucking, then that's kind of fucked. That's not good. But that's also, like, what the cult, what the cult is. Is a group where we're gonna suck and fuck. Not like, not if you don't want to, obviously, but. Yeah. Dude. How about Ohio State? Do they look good or what? They won, what was it, 72 to 10? 73 to 10? I don't. And Chase Young, by the way. This is the dumbest shit. Chase Young got suspended because he borrowed money. He borrowed $1,000 from someone so that he could fly his girlfriend to California for a game. He paid the money back, but under the NCAA regulations of people taking money, he's getting suspended. And they think it's like going to be a 4-game suspension, which I guess Ohio State will appeal or try to get shortened, and it should end up being like a 2 or 3 game suspension. But the fact that it's any suspension when he's, in my opinion, the top player in college football, Chase Young. And if you don't think he's the best player in college football, he's top 3. Top 5, I guess. If you really want to stretch it, if you really want to be that cunt that like wants to disagree with people, top 5. But top 3, no questions if you're just a cool person. And the fact that there's any negative shit going on, because it's just like, what? The dude borrowed money because he's not getting paid in college. He's having a hard time financially, borrowed $1,000, paid it back. And now he's getting punished? What the fuck? What's the message here? I just don't understand. But anyway, what I'm saying is Ohio State looks unbeatable right now. Now, LSU, the LSU-Alabama game was insane. And like to think that Tua was doing that while he's basically on one leg, I think they said his ankle surgery was like, I think his ankle surgery was like less than a month ago. And the dude's playing football against LSU and put up 41 points. That's wild to me. But anyway. All right, guys. Actually, I think I'm gonna end this one. Yeah, I'm gonna end this one here. And like I said, let me know what you guys want me to talk about, and I'll talk about it for 440-665-6243. Don't forget to donate to the GoFundMe. Like I said, any little bit helps. It'll be in the description for this on iTunes, on Podbean, on my Instagram, on my Facebook. And until next time, everybody. Money good. Ride with some hitters and they wish a bitch would. I don't wanna argue about it, baby, I ain't good. If she got a fan, let her in, yeah, she good. I don't gotta worry about man, shit. Money good. Dick riding ass bitch. Never let a sack chase a hang in my clique. Fuck getting caught, bitch, I'm trying to get rich. Better hide your wallet when I fall in the mix. Can't deny I'm a star, you can tell by my walk. I ain't even gotta fuck him, he just love how I talk. I'm embracing the fake, I'm accepting the hate. If I wasn't number one, they wouldn't come from my place. Money good. Throw up where I'm from, let them know I'm still hood. I ain't had to get nobody hit, but I could. Before I post a pic, should I flex? Yeah, I should. I ain't gotta worry about shit. Money good. Why